Wade Gerstrom back with you here on KD Country 94 Sports and also on the Sports Ticket, as we are joined by a very special guest. He is the new head football coach at Beloit. That's Brad Gober, and Coach is with us on the line right now. Coach, congratulations on the job opportunity, and we look forward to seeing you here in Beloit. How excited are you?
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, what's funny is for a long time I was over at Rock Creek for a while, and you know, I always heard about Beloit through some different friends and how great of a program it was and community it was, and I couldn't be more blessed to get this opportunity.
Okay, so for those listening, because as you and I both know, a lot of people have been asking questions once Coach Koenig stepped down, who's going to be the next head coach at Beloit? So there's certainly a lot of interest in the program. You mentioned a successful program there as well. What have you heard about Beloit overall? And then what can you tell people about your past experience and what they can look forward to when you become the head coach?
Specifically about Beloit, I mean, just look at the numbers. I mean, I was reading stuff up before I applied, and then throughout the process, kind of just researching Beloit, and you'd look at, I think since 1969, you guys have been in the playoffs like 25 times, four state championships. I mean, it's just when you talk about 3A football, you're talking about, one of the more top-notch programs you can have. And so, it was just a pretty simple and easy decision for me to accept this and want this job, and it's just it's a true blessing. My first couple of years of coaching was at Rock Creek High School. We had some success there. We lost. We went to the state semifinals. My last year there, I just coached tight ends and a little bit of the running backs while I was there. And then from there, I got my first teaching job because I was in college when I was coaching at Rock Creek. I got my first teaching job at Augusta, and I've been down here for 5 years. My first couple of years, position coach, work special teams, mostly on the defensive side of the ball. And then 3 years ago when we had a new head coach come in, Coach Philbeck, who's been absolutely fantastic here at Augusta, he promoted me to defensive coordinator, and I've been there for 3 years, and we've enjoyed some pretty good success over the last 3 years.
We're speaking with Brad Gober. He's a new head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. I would guess that you probably applied at various places. I'm guessing that you wanted the opportunity to be a head coach somewhere, along with, of course, a paycheck, because we know coaching doesn't exactly pay all the bills. We talked about the football aspect, but what had you heard about the community of Beloit, and why was that something a job that you thought you'd be interested in and move here for?
Well, I grew up in Phoenix, actually. I grew up in Phoenix, lived there until my senior high school, and I moved over to the Manhattan area. And, I was a city boy when I first moved to Kansas, let me tell you. It was a culture shock coming here. As I've lived here longer, I just felt this pull to, small towns. I feel like ever since I've been in Augusta, that small town lure has been just really pulling at me. I really like small towns because of, the involvement of the community in their schools, in their athletics. I mean, there's just complete buy-in in these small towns. And Beloit just fits that. And like I said, the people I've talked to who know anything about Beloit, the first thing they say is, man, it is a great community. I mean, just people that care about their school, who care about their sports, who care about everything else involved with education, whether it's debate or whatever. They just said there's complete buy-in to the community as a whole. And, man, I can't picture a better spot, to be in than Beloit, Kansas.
I've had some people tell me when I travel about and I'm out and about here in the area that when they ask me who would be the next football coach at Beloit, I would counter with, well, who are you looking for? What kind of person are you looking for? And what a lot of people told me is a young, energetic coach. And for people who don't know, how old are you? And it sounds like you're full of energy.
Yeah. The kids here at Augusta would definitely concur with that energy aspect. But yeah, I'm very energetic. That's just kind of who I am. I'm always bouncing around, ready to go, and excited about the game, and excited about the classroom and everything else that comes with it. But I'm 29 years old, so I'm not definitely a young guy. I fit that mold too. Although sometimes I don't feel that young at 29 anymore. But
Wait till you hit 40, man. It's great.
Yeah.
What about your coaching philosophy? I mean, what is your coaching philosophy after those stops that you mentioned with previous coaching experience? What is your philosophy as you now head into a job that you're going to be the CEO of?
Mm-hmm. You know, my philosophy, first and foremost, is that it's a game. And you've got to find a way to make it fun for kids. And, you know, in today's world, you know, you have to make it fun. And so for me, I'm going to be an energetic guy who's going to make football fun again for all of these kids. And we're going to do some different things. I'm not going to get into some of the specifics just yet. But we're going to do a lot of things that are different than probably what has been done in the past. Me being a younger guy, you know, newer ideas, I guess you could say more modern ideas on certain aspects of the program. You know, we're going to do a few things different, but we're still going to be, you know, the Beloit Trojans, and we're going to stick with traditions. And the traditional aspect of who Beloit is, but with a newer twist to it, I would say.
Okay, so I'm going to pry a little bit here because I know our listeners would want me to, and that is, I'm not telling you to give a big game plan and tell me all the trick plays in your playbook, but what about defense? That's something Beloit struggled with the last few years. Part of that is they had injuries and sickness. That certainly hurts, as you know, at every level of sports, and they gave up almost 34 points per game. You've been the defensive coordinator there at Augusta, as you said, here the last 3 years, and the numbers have improved since you've been the defensive coordinator there at a 4A division. Division I school. So what type of defense have you been running at Augusta, and is that something that you expect to use at Beloit, or would you perhaps do something completely different?
Well, so my first year at Beloit, we were a 4-3 look. We did go into an Okie front, which is 3-4, against spread sets. We were okay. I mean, we improved dramatically, so that year before my first year at DC, we went from like giving up 41 points per game to 22, somewhere around there, 23, something like that. Well, we still felt like that we could get better defensively, and we knew that, you know, the kids we had, you know, we didn't know if we had 4-3 kids as far as those three stud linebackers you need. So we transitioned to a 4-2-5. It's a glorified 4-4, but your two outside backers are more of those athletic type kids, not necessarily linebackers, and so it's very flexible. And so we went to that and improved dramatically. We went from like 22 points per game to 13 points per game, and then like we get 15 points per game this year, somewhere around there. And so, you know, we're going to be very, you know, it's not going to be chaotic. You know, we're going to be very base, and then, you know, from there we'll do some different things to, depending on the team we see. But I'm definitely going to bring a traditional 4-2-5. It'll look like a 4-4 a lot of the times, but it'll be much more modern against that too. So kind of just depends on what we see. But that's probably what I'll bring there. But again, I haven't met the team yet. I haven't been on the field with them. So, you know, it just kind of depends. You got to kind of fit what you want to do with the personnel you have. So I'm not going to say that that's what I'm going to run, but if I have the kids, probably will do, but if not, you know, we can do something else too. So
exactly, we're talking to Brad Gober. He's the new head football coach at Beloit High School. Okay, so I'm going to shift to the other side. Offensively, you coached the defense, as I mentioned, last 3 years. You've probably seen different types of offenses in your coaching experience when you're at Rock Creek and at Augusta. Offensively, what would you ideally like to do? And then what are, because I can tell you right now, my son's 10 years old. He played Buccaneer football last year, and he's already asked me, well, do you know what offense the new coach is going to run? And that's coming from a fifth grader, for crying out loud. So if he's asking, a lot of people are asking it. What is your philosophy on the offensive side?
Well, offensively, you know, I think, you know, we're going to be a traditional team in the sense of, you know, if you want to win football games, you've got to be able to run the football. Teams that run the ball win. Now, at the same time, you've got to have balance. You know, you've got to be able to throw the ball too. And so we're going to do some things, some things that might look similar sometimes, but they're in completely different sets than what we've been used to at Beloit. So it'll be a newer twist on some things, but it'll be balanced. I'll put it that way. too much information now.
That's good. That's good. Pace yourself. I understand. Why do you think Beloit chose you to be their new head football coach?
I think I just got this feeling that they were looking for, a younger guy and a guy that had a lot of passion, a lot of energy. I'm somebody that's going to, I'll say the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to recruit the halls like so hard over the last part of this this school year. When I do come up a few times and talking to the assistant coaches, I have not met all of them yet, but the ones I have met, we're going to recruit the halls like crazy and get those kids out and get those numbers out, because I think it was 29 last year, 27 or 29 in Beloit. Looking at the school and the size of the school, I mean, we're going to get kids out, and I have some ideas on how to get them out, I'm sure you guys will see them later as far as those ideas, but we're going to get kids out, and we're going to get kids excited, and I think that really helps them make that decision to hire me. So,
all right, so let's get to the last couple questions before I let you go. I appreciate the time. Let's get a little bit personal. Let's get a little personal here. Do you have kids, family, single guy, bringing a whole bunch of people down here to increase enrollment? What's going on?
Currently, I am not married. I do have a significant other, and she will be. She is actually coming up with me. She lives in Oklahoma right now, but she will be making the trek to Beloit. She interviewed there last week, and she's coming with me, and we're gonna do that. So eventually, that will be the case as far as enrollment.
Okay, all right, I like that. Well done, well played. And the final question for you, I like to do this with a lot of our guests on our Sports Ticket Show, and we can do it here as well on KD Country 94, is kind of off-the-wall question, although this one really isn't too off-the-wall, but you could make it off-the-wall, and that is, what do you like to do in your free time? When you're not going to spend all your energy in your first job as a head coach, because I can tell you're excited, and if you could be here right now, you would be going and getting it going. I understand that. I can tell from your energy
and
passion.
No doubt about that.
But at some point, you got to wind down a little bit, take a break from football, albeit just for a little while. What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, during football season, I like to watch the K-State Wildcats.
You scored points there.
yeah. So I'm a big K-State guy, and so I love winding down, watching K-State and seeing that. It never winds down, though, because you're kind of always looking at how teams are doing or what their teams are doing. For example, I'll DVR that stuff, and then I'll go back and forth and watch plays. And so you definitely don't want to watch a game with me, because I pause it and rewind it and watch stuff. But I like to golf as well. I'm a big golf guy. So I like to think that I'm average, but I don't think I really am. So,
well, golf, that's a good sport.
Golf. Beloit has a little nine-hole course, I heard. And so
yes, they do.
I'm excited to get out there and see. Augusta has a nine-hole course, too. We call it Augusta National here.
Nice.
Kansas, but
nice. Well, it's true, kind of. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Augusta Country Club, so
yeah,
name fits, I guess, right?
Play on words, man. I like how you did that.
Yeah,
what's your handicap? What's your handicap?
Oh, let's just say I'm in the upper 90s.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. It's easier to shave strokes from that level down to a bogey golfer, but then from there, it's really tough. Wait, if you get down
to that
level,
I don't have enough free time to play enough to get better. I'm always in those 90s,
yeah,
upper 90s.
Yeah, to master it. I got you. Yeah. So when do you come down here? When do you come down to Beloit and really get started? You mentioned you're going to come down a few times and meet possible players on the team and perhaps recruit players as well.
Yeah, so we're going to come down there. Obviously, the home buying process eventually, and then all that stuff is all part of it, but I'll come up a few times over the next few months during the school day probably, and I'm gonna meet the kids at some point here. Mr. Seifert will get a hold of me here over the next few days and give me some dates, but we'll meet with them, with the parents, and start give them summer schedules as far as we want to do when that's approved, and then from there, that first day we're allowed to start stuff, we're going to get going. I think you guys are done. 25th is your last day of school.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is the next Monday, the 29th. So probably May 30th will be our first day in the weight room and getting things going for next season.
And we should mention that you're just not coaching football in the weight room, but you're going to be teaching social studies, correct?
Yes, correct.
So we look forward to that as well.
Government.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Government. That's never boring, right? Yeah.
No, I love government. I can talk government all day.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do as a hobby in your free time. There you go. You can talk government on the golf course while you're taking people's money, man. That's perfect. It's excellent.
I'm not good enough to take people's money. My money's been taken if we're playing golf.
I understand. Hey, Brad, it's good to get to know you a little bit over the phone, and certainly look forward to meeting you in person when you come down to Beloit. I think a lot of people are excited, and we look forward to seeing you in person, and thanks for the time today, man.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and I can't stress that enough to the community and to everybody involved that I am so excited to be a Beloit Trojan and get up there and get this thing going.
Well, you're the favorite color in Augusta, you had orange, right?
No, we're black and orange in Augusta, so I'm sticking with the color theme.
So you don't have to change your wardrobe too much. We just got to put a Trojan logo on there, and you're good to go.
Much.
There we go.
Yep, change the logo, and I'm good to go.
Excellent. Hey, Brad, safe travels, and you come to Beloit, and we'll talk to you when you get here, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Gober. He's the new head coach of the Beloit High School football team.